Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, fiery scenes erupted outside the presidential palace yesterday as sheep and goat farmers held boisterous, disruptive demonstrations. They lit fires, dumped gallons of milk, and blocked roads as they protested the low prices they are receiving for their milk and the handling of the product of designated origin concerning specified quantities of sheep and goats' milk in the production of traditional halloumi cheese. Tensions peaked as the driver of a truck seemingly threatened to smash through the gates of the presidential palace, halting just inches away as police in riot gear stood their ground. Later in the day, Agriculture Minister Kostas Kadis met with a delegation from the demonstrators. Protesters threatened if they are not paid more by June 1st, they will halt deliveries to producers. Halloumi secured PDO status last April and its production under the status started in October. However, 7 months later, the relevant legislation has not been fully implemented. The core of the dispute centers on the PDO stipulation that by 2024, 51% of the milk used in halloumi must be from goats or sheep. Goats and sheep farmers say producers are not strictly abiding by that. Moving on, some of the long-awaited results of the latest Cyprus census are out. Notably, Cyprus' population is up 9.2% in the last decade to now reach 918,100. Foreign nationals number 193,300, accounting for 21% of the population. The average household size continued its downward trend to 2.6 person per household in 2021. A proportion of 48.6% of the population are men and 51.4% are women. The population in the Nicosia district was 351,600 persons, Limassol district has a population of 258,900, Larnaca counts 154,200, Paphos 101,900 and Famagusta district 51,500. Elsewhere, a key vote was held by Banking Union ETIC, which granted the right to hold a general strike over the Hellenic redundancy row. The almost unanimous vote, with 99.5% in favor, sets the stage for a tense standoff with the island's second largest lender, who is seeking to lay off about 300 to 350 employees. The union is instead seeking voluntary redundancies, a move likely to fall far short of the cited figure sought by Hellenic. And moving on, the Transport Ministry announced Wednesday the introduction of a school bus for primary school students on a pilot basis from September, as discussions are underway to review schools' timetables. It was announced that it will be on a pilot basis for 6 months starting this September in several primary schools from urban, tourist and remote areas. The school bus will pick up children from their home and take them to school in the morning to return them home after school, it was explained. The aim is to implement the program for all primary schools in Cyprus from September 2023. One of the main aims is to reduce traffic congestions in the mornings and afternoons. Meanwhile, some youngsters appear to be driving themselves to places, although in this case not to school, as police said a 14-year-old was caught taking a friend and his mother for a drive. The youth was caught behind the wheel with another teen as a passenger and his mother in the back seat, police said on Wednesday. He, his 14-year-old co-driver, and his mother were taken to the police station. His mother faces additional charges for allowing her son to drive without a license or insurance. And finally, the Russian foreign minister said its stance on the Cyprus problem has not changed. Moscow said it continues to advocate for a solution based on UN Security Council resolutions. The ministry reiterated the nation's support for the establishment of a bizonal bicommunal federation with common international legal status, sovereignty and citizenship. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. In the meantime, for more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.